happens.
The midweek drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style.
You know what, Cameron? I forgot a very, very important co-presenter. I forgot Gabriella Peralta, the girl from Gibraltar. She's back with us as well.
Yay!
Sometimes Gabriella does such a good impersonation of Chloe Baker, it's like twins separated at birth. You just don't know where they're coming from. But anyway, so that's Gabriella, Holly and Rachel in the studio, so to speak. And from your own perspective, Cameron, what's the weather like in Nashville? Is it good for little doggies to be dressed up? I did think it was pushing it a bit much when you were deciding to actually post photographs on Facebook of doggies in various states of dress.
I didn't post any pictures of dogs in dress.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Maybe I'm hallucinating again. That's the thing. It could well be. But let's, Rachel, should we jump straight into music and black and white?
I think we should.
Well, first I'll tell you what the weather's like here. I mean, it's going up to almost 90 degrees today. And blue sky, sunshine, light breeze. It's beautiful.
So just like Lincoln,
that doesn't make you jealous.
Holly, what's the weather like in Lincoln?
Grey. It was nice earlier, and it's clouded over, and it's windy.
I think it was something lost in translation. What you meant to say is great. You missed out on the other year. It's great.
Yeah,
great.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Just like Gibraltar, isn't it, Gabriella?
Yeah, just like it.
Without the monkeys.
Please, we can only be a daydream believer so long before we actually have a little bit me, a little bit you, and then actually have shades of grey to black and white. See what we did there.
Oh, my.
Over to you.
Oh, over to me.
Yes.
Okay. In the past, a few weeks ago, we featured music from a country duo from Italy called 12N, and it was produced by a guy named Ollie Riva. Now, Ollie is really terrific producer in Italy. He's also a great singer, too. He's got a band called The Fire that he does a lot of work with. He's worked with Christina Scabbia of Lacuna Coil. He's just into a little bit of everything. Really great guy, too. He's decided to go down kind of a different road on this project, and this is something that he's singing in. He's produced. It's his band. It's Ollie Riva and the Soul Rockets with Music in Black and White on Siren FM.
You should know I burning in the jukebox our music in black and white.
Referring to the keyboard, of course, as opposed to the monochrome notion of the whole thing. Because as you well know, Siren listener, we provide everything in glorious audio colour. Don't we, Cameron?
There you go. Yeah, Technicolor audio.
Exactly. It's the most colourful show on the box. Gabriella, what did we make of...
I quite liked it. It was very funky.
It was.
Yeah, funky,
very
country
funky
music.
Very funky. Samantha Sheldon's put in a request, which we might be able to actually sort of supply. That's, she hasn't had any comments as yet. What about yourself, Rachel Warren?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It was jiggy. Foot tapping music.
Penny Evans, sounding good, as always. Nice one, Penny. Next week, she'll be on the show. Yeah, Penny Evans will be on the show, live from Buxton, and Samantha Sheldon from Mansfield. It's international. Talk about Nashville. It's amazing. Holly, what did you make of our little tune, or Cameron's little tune?
I really liked it. I really want that song when it comes out.
So there we are. You can use that as a quote. I really want that song. In case you are wondering, Liz Lenton, who we introduced you to, is a fabulous part of the band Auburn Acoustic, who are performing as part of Lincoln Inspired, and hopefully you've now connected via the joyous e-introductions.
Actually, we're going to be talking to each other on Skype in about an hour. So
Yeah, you see, there we are. Just shows the magic of the midweek drive and how connections can just work in its own wonderful way. Well, Gabriella, have you got any questions you want to put to Cameron and so on, as you've just revealed that you've only got a few more weeks before you actually get shipped back to Gibraltar in a package crate? I mean, what's going to happen? We'll be Peraltalists on Siren. How can we cope with that?
Cameron, tell me what you're doing this week.
Nice line. Good line.
A lot of meetings this week, and we're also getting ready for 12N's appearance here in Nashville. Because in less than a month now, it's CMA Music Fest, which is about 4 days days unofficially, 3 days officially, of a ton of artists in town. It's quite unique, actually, at the convention center downtown. They opened that up, and a lot of artists have booths, record companies have booths, and fans can actually go and meet their artists just walking through and, you know, get pictures and autographs and that kind of stuff. And there's lots of events in town. They block off the Main Street, Broadway. It's just absolutely incredible. And 12N are coming here from Italy, so we've got them booked for a few events. So we're still booking a lot of things for them. One of the most recent things we've got is we've got them playing right in the Bridgestone Arena here in Nashville. So we're really excited about that. A lot of preparation, kind of getting ready for CMA Music Fest.
We'd like to say it's a birthday treat today, because it's happy birthday to Belinda Wannis and to Ilana Rain. So we'll be building up to Ilana as we actually celebrate her birthday later on. I still haven't. Are you sure, Cameron, you didn't actually post something on Facebook which actually had a canine poking out of a dog somewhere? I mean, I know I'm looking at Dog TV with a classic line, "Would you bring me my coffee?" Actually, it's funny. We should actually feature Dog TV once again. Oh, yeah,
I posted a picture of Dixie with her face in between Julia's knees, and it was kind of a blanket, but...
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, it's important, because I realise that for the radio listener who's obviously keen to follow this whole process on Facebook, it's absolutely vital. And, we've there we are.
Dixie has her own Facebook page, so that's where it was posted.
And I bet that Gabriella and Holly and Rachel will all be following Dixie on Facebook, and probably Uncle Douglas will as well.
Yeah. It's as good as sci-fi, though.
Do you think... Tragically, even though Louis Savvy sent several emails saying, "Where are you guys? Where are you guys?" It was a mixture of horses being born to foals. It was a mixture of all sorts. We didn't manage to get there. Sorry, guys. We just didn't manage to connect with respect to that. Anyway, last two questions for Cameron Tilbury, please. Rachel.
All right. Hello, Cameron. Sorry. Have you enjoyed our telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have.
And good. Can we look forward to talking to you again soon?
I'll be back next week.
Indeed, you will, Cameron, but at present we might have to juggle the time around slightly. I'm just giving you advance notice of that, if that's okay.
Okay.
In the classic time of the 1980s, you occasionally got the line, when you were doing sort of public performances, "Got any quo?" No. But in the words of our Mansfield correspondent, "Got any Divine Comedy?"
Well, you're told it. Right, we can begin. My name is...
Once. Hello.
Very, very impressed, Gabriella Peralta. Not only have you actually managed to coordinate things, you've also liked Penny Evans' comment.
Yeah,
it's very impressive. You know, that's the kind of professionalism that, you know, the show always needs.
With lashings of country news, science fiction views, top interviews and a clear audio muse, it's the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Indeed, right in the middle of our Lincoln-inspired Midweek Drive as well, Festival of Literature, Performance and Art, we welcome back our notes from a very small island correspondent extraordinaire. That would be Anna Lewis. How are you, Anna?
Not so bad. How are you?
Well, it's splendid. I mean, tomorrow we'll have the big BG tweet up in a few moments' time, keeping the librarian theme going. I know, it is. It's a wow factor. We have The Ark Before Noah, Decoding the Story of the Flood. The author from the British Library, of course, Irving Finkel, who indeed has produced a fabulous text. He's assistant keeper in the Department of the Middle East at the British Museum in London.
Oh, wow, exciting.
Curator in charge of the world's largest collection of cuneiform clay tablets, comprising more than 130,000 pieces. And indeed, in this remarkably durable medium, all human life survives for posterity, including, if you look very carefully at the cuneiform writing, the Midweek Drive. Yes, we have been going since before the Ark. It's true. Yeah. And we'll continue to do so, won't we, Holly?
Yes. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Forever more.
There is no end. That's the key thing. And there is no beginning. That's why we're going to see the Time Machine on Saturday night in Lincoln. It gets to Mansfield on the 18th of July. It gets to Wellingborough on the 15th of July. It gets to Ilfracombe on the 31st of July. Tragically, Anna, no sign of the Time Machine turning up at Jersey. Never mind.
Well, there will be tomorrow, actually. 9th of May is our Liberation Day, and the clocks go back to 9th of May, 1945. And when you go into the Liberation Square area of St Helier, it's like you step back in time, because everyone's wearing clothing of the period, there's music of the period, and people in. Yeah, it's quite an eventful day for Jersey, the 9th of May.
Little bit of Glenn Miller, possibly, you know?
Yes, there is. They have professional dancers who take a sort of podium and encourage the spectators to join in. But it's great fun when you get people who are dressed up for the occasion. It all adds to the spirit of it. So,
well,
yeah, it's nice.
Just to sort of update you on what the Midweek Drivettes will be up to tomorrow, because the fans need to know. Gabriella will be doing another piece of work, no doubt, will you?
I have a hand in tomorrow and on Friday, so it's my third one this week. Yay.
Holly will be off on a Georgian day.
Yeah, we're going to Newstead Abbey, if you've been there.
Are you? Oh, gosh. There was a programme about the Georgians only a couple of nights ago. It was so good.
Channel was it on?
I think it was a channel, I'm not sure, or ITV. And it's that lovely lady that does all those kind of historic programmes. I think she's a curator of the Royal something or other. But she went round... She was looking at all the Georges and Robert Walpole and his shenanigans with government at the time. But yeah, it was an amazing programme.
Robert Walpole and his shenanigans. Don't talk to me about that. We could have many a time when we talk about that, Anna. But anyway, it's a different line entirely. Rachel, on the other hand, will be becoming part of the big BG breakfast tweet up. Between the hours of 8 a.m. through to 11 a.m., we'll be leaving the studios at 7 a.m. and together with our producer Anthony Kefferke, we'll be leaving Ed Wellman in the studio whilst we make our way to the Lincolnshire Showground to rise and shine for the breakfast tweet up, where we'll be talking to Inspired Schools patron Georgia Twynham and Nick Roberts from Bishop Grosseteste University. I just want to put this on. Actually, we talk about the big BG breakfast tweet up. Don't expect us to have any we are, you know, kind of BG, so because it's not easily confused. I can see people going to spirits having flown, night fever, and so on. No, it's BG as in Bishop Grosseteste. Anyway, folks will be waxing lyrical about the hidden gems they find so inspirational in Lincoln. We'll also be joined by Paul Money, ace astronomer and so on. So great stuff as far as that's concerned. And then, of course, later on, we've got all sorts of goodies happening on the rest of Thursday. Plus, of course, William Sitwell is with us later. So don't you wish you were just getting on the plane from Jersey and actually saying, I'm going to make my way to the East Midlands Airport, Robin Hood Airport, and just job to get straight down to the excitement that is Lincoln and Lincoln Inspired.
Oh, it sounds so tempting. I'm actually off to London tomorrow, something called the Jersey Society in London. They have an annual dinner, which sounds quite posh. So I thought I'd gatecrash that and go along and at the same time do a little bit of touristy rubbish
Anna, these days you can actually, with the hoi, you know, mixing with the elite from that point of view as opposed to the hoi polloi, you can actually sort of drop into the conversation. By the way, did you realise I was the official Jersey correspondent for the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM?
I couldn't see.
If you feel, you know, you want to just drop that in, that'll keep them very happy.
It will.
Gabriella, what are the last two questions we need to put to Anna Lewis at this time? Small but perfectly formed as ever, much like yourself.
Oh, thanks. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have, very much. Thank you.
And will you be connecting with us again, hopefully next week?
Yes, I'll be here. Yes, I certainly will. Lovely.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Oh, exactly. I'm sorry, what was I going to say? I was indeed. I was just momentarily sort of taken there by. But you see, this is multitasking. Now we've got a very special thing coming up sort of later on in the production. In fact, I'll just touch it. There's this little book which I'm just stroking here, which is real. I shall show it. I shall tease.
Is that a special book?
It's very, very. I shall tease it because one of the co-presenters is going to give very. Because if I actually just fold it up
really
now,
it's really odd on the radio.
Rachel's almost. Yeah, she's very exciting, isn't it? Sorry, I've just been stroking the book of Fringe. That's so important, Diana. As you can tell, I wanted to build myself up to that. So we'll come back to that later, and Rachel, you'll have a look at that before the show. Yeah,
yes.
You will, exactly. Meanwhile, happy. It's not VJ Day, is it? Because there's a victory in Japan, so it's not victory in Jersey. Happy Jersey Liberation, Diana.
Thank you. Yes, I'll just pass the greetings on to all and sundry. Yeah, thank
exactly.
You.